Hello, you're through to Francesca Ionesla. How can I help?
Hiya, just missed a call from you.
Hi, is that Donna?
Yeah.
Hi, perfect. Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me, please?
It's 20/1, 1973, and my postcode's PA268E.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, so we received your application number from Redress, but was just reviewing your file before it gets sent over to the evidence team. So we sent over the contracts to you to sign under the name Donna Colvin, but your passport and your letter have the surname McKee on them. So we're just wondering which one is your legal name currently? Is it McKee?
Oh, currently, sorry, it's Donna McKee.
Yeah,
It
so
was Donna Colvin.
okay, so in regards to that, so we may need to send over new contracts just to update them, and then we can send them to redress and then hopefully get things moving. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm so sorry. It's my mistake. I'm so sorry
No,
about
that's okay. No, don't apologize. That's fine. I should have clarified. It's
that.
okay.
I'm probably thinking you might have needed my name at the time, if you know what I mean,
Yeah,
then.
no, that's okay. So we would also need that one, but just for
Yeah.
the, yeah, just to match the, so what I'll do is I'll just send them over to you again. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah. So I'll just double check that all that's filled in okay. Two seconds. And what was the reason for the name change?
I got married.
Okay, fab. Sorry, 2 seconds, just processing the app, just processing the contracts. There we go, fab. So I've just resent those out to you now. So
See while you're on the phone, could I actually change my next of kin as well in my husband?
yeah, of course, the beneficiary, yeah?
Yeah, that would
Yes.
be Craig McKee.
Craig.
Yes,
Yeah.
CRAIG, Craig McKee.
Andrew. If you disregard the last email I sent, and then I'll send her a different one to you now with that
I'm
updated.
so sorry, I'm a
No,
pain in
that's
the.
not nice. Don't worry. And what was his date of birth?
It's the 27th is the
Yeah.
first
Yeah.
71.
And do you know his email address or telephone number?
Kurgancraig@gmail.com.
What was it? Sorry, would you spell the first part?
Kurgan, that's KURGAN, Craig at gmail.com.
So first and middle name, yeah. Oh wait, no,
Yeah.
I've got Andrew Craig for his name.
No,
No.
Kurgan Craig.
Kurgan.
That's a KURGAN.
KURGAN. Wow. And same address?
Yeah.
Go. Just pull up new contracts now, make sure the information's pulled in okay.
All right.
Okay, two. Fab, there we go. There we go. So I've just sent those over to you now.
That's amazing.
So I think they The layout is slightly different to the ones that you might have signed.
Uh-huh.
I don't, they might not be, yeah, they, I think they're slightly different.
Uh-huh.
So there's still the button on the bottom of the screen that says fields required. So when you click uh-huh. on that, it'll take you to each page that needs a signature.
Yeah.
So I think there's about four. And then mm-hmm. when you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the contract, then there's a little tick box.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to scroll all the way down to be able to tick that, and then you should then be able to submit them.
Okay, don't.
But yeah, if you could get those done for me as soon as possible, and then I'll update Redress down with the name. Is that okay?
Amazing. Okay, I'll get that done as soon as possible.
That's fab. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.